geysers of sputum due to the intense nature of the following presentation. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a bag and become a lover. Well, you're sitting in a ready room and getting ready for another day of nailing him and jailing him. And suddenly the chief calls in. Hey! Sperm whale! Come in here and meet your new partner. And you walk in there saying, damn it, chief, I don't want no stinking rookie with me. For God's sake, you're always giving me the damn rookies just because I got 22 years on the force. And you come around the corner and there she is. And you take one look at her and it's like, here's your new partner, Fifi LeBeau. And you're like, as you frantically brush the Bavarian cream crumbs off your belly. Say, Fifi, it's nice. She said, that's Officer LeBeau. You're like, all right, yeah, whatever you want to be called, come on, let's go. You're thinking, my God, thank you, Lord Jesus. The midnight watch just got spicy. So you get around to the parking lot, you walk over and open her side of the car, and she says, what do you think this is, a date? I can open my own damn door. Get in there and drive. You're like, okay, all right. All right. You figure you'll impress her a little bit with your high-speed driving. So you hit that siren. Yeah! She's like, where the hell are you going? I just want to show you a little something, little miss. You got to learn how to drive like it. Like, let's get one thing straight here and now. You don't need to impress me. I am a brother officer. You understand me? We are not men. We are not women. We are police. Get that straight. Stop ogling me. Get your tongue back in your mouth. And stop squeezing your package. All right, baby, lighten up a little bit. You stop at a red light, and here comes Gagging Annie.
Hey, ready for your usual snort. Get out of here. Take a hike, for God's sake. I don't get started.
That's when you finally, lean over and catch a little squeeze. She says, all right. Obviously, you want me so desperately. You really want me. Let me see what you got. I see what your baton looks like, but let me see that nightstick.
So you quickly, eagerly, you take all your clothing off. She says, great, great, great. Let's get in the back seat there. That's when she maces you on the Bombay. And slams the door shut, leaving you naked in the back of the squad car while she goes and has lunch. Some hippie shows up. Some hippie creep sees you, circles the squad car, and goes, dude, locked in the car.
Bell, boom, a lily, wow, wow, bippy, bop-a-loo-la, whoa, yeah.
Starts taking a massive right there on the windshield. Is you're powerless to do anything. Yeah, you think, dear Lord, please, please spare me. Why dost thou do this to me when I was only trying to unhook 'em?